This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Colorado Supreme Court has ruled unanimously that a law banning high-capacity magazines is legal under the state's constitution. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Colorado's law bans magazines with more than 15 rounds. Democratic lawmakers passed it in 2013, in the wake of the Aurora Theater shooting, where 20 people were killed and 70 were injured. The shooter, James Holmes, used a semi-automatic rifle in the attack. The law was challenged by Rocky Mountain gun owners, up through state courts, but they were ultimately defeated on Monday. RMGO's director said he will consider taking this fight to the federal courts, but that could take several more years. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Tonight's weekly meeting of the Denver City Council is canceled. The members met earlier today to discuss concerns over more planned protests and the potential spread of COVID-19 in council chambers. Scores of protesters took over last week's meeting to demand drastic police reforms. Activists had planned to attend tonight's meeting. More than 1 million ballots have been returned for tomorrow's primary. Officials say nearly 200,000 unaffiliated voters cast ballots in the Democratic primary, far outpacing unaffiliated votes in the Republican contest. Democrats will choose John Hickenlooper or Andrew Romanoff to take on Senator Cory Gardner. 90 degrees in Denver, 93 in Colorado Springs, 97 for Pueblo. This is CPR News.